Since I'm finished talking to my mama, I'ma go ahead and record it. What am I gonna eat for lunch? I'm gonna have some fruit. Got some mango and kiwis here. I'm gonna have some fruit. Hey guys, it's me, Shan, the mama of the girls around the world. This is episode 18, learning to laugh and mom, because in this world, that's the only way you get through, boo-boo. You gotta laugh and you gotta mom. Or you mom while you laugh, okay? If you don't laugh, you're gonna cry. If you don't laugh, you're gonna complain. And if you don't laugh, you're gonna forget to have gratitude. And we can't be having that, okay? This is Cozy Mama Podcast, where I talk about parenting this season. I'm focused on the moms because I think being a mom is an experience that is different for everybody. And it's also an experience where people feel like women exaggerate what comes with it. But really, it's not exaggeration. It's a lot, okay? Welcome to Cozy Mama Podcast. This is about balance, okay? We got to remind ourselves that feelings are temporary. Intentionally, we got to look for things to laugh at. Life is already funny. We just have to find the joke, okay? We can't always be serious about every little thing that comes with our kids. We can't be serious about how we can't depend on their dad sometimes. We can't be serious about how the school hours don't make sense or the daycare hours don't make sense for a job. We can't take that job too seriously when we gotta be in two places at once, okay? When things work out, they work out. When things don't work out, they don't work out, okay? We have to do our best. And when it comes to the daily things, the weekly things, and the routines, I'm gonna laugh through it. Even when you might think it's not funny. How we talk to our kids. How we talk to our kids matters. But what's most important, how we talk to our kids has to be logical and realistic. If you're not going to be able to talk to your child that way all the time, don't set them up to think that that's the only way that they could be talked to by you. All right? Check yourself when you find yourself yelling a lot. Use better words instead of using frustration words. Frustration words can lead to name calling. Frustration words can lead to cuss words. Frustration words can lead to just noise and no direction. Okay? That's not going to help the kid. Nitpicking a child is not healthy. Okay? I come from a Caribbean family. And when Caribbean people see you in this family, they either say, "Lord, you're too skinny," or, "Oh my God, you got fat," and they start pulling on your body. Don't do that to your kids, okay? Don't do that to your kids. Telling your child that they're just lazy, you're lazy, you don't do this, is not going to motivate them to do it, okay? Telling your child that all they need to worry about is grades and reading is unrealistic, okay? Your child is not a robot. Your child needs downtime. Your child needs time to do nothing academic so they can be better academically, okay? It's called balance, just like you need balance. And finding better ways to say things and finding efficient ways to do things saves your child therapy money later. Knowing how to apologize to your child now will save them therapy money later. I hope I was clear for y'all. Let's talk about how we talk about motherhood to other people, because that has been giving a lot of backlash where we see the numbers. This new generation does not want to have children, and I don't blame them. Mm-mm-mm. How we as parents talk about motherhood to other people matters. It's so easy to get on the hate train of motherhood. Don't have babies because you're going to have to do this. It's going to be this. It's going to be terrible. What if their version of parenting is not terrible? What if they have the support system that they need? What if they're financially more prepared than you were? Okay? A lot of times, people will fear you out of the future you're supposed to have for yourself that you prepared for. Let me repeat that. A lot of times, parents who did not come equipped with what was needed in order for them to be successful in parenting will fear you out of the future that you are prepared to have and be successful in. So you can share your experience, but another person.
Hey, this is Glow for Conversations with Glow Podcast. Thank you for checking out this episode. You can also check out Conversations with Glow Podcast on all the platforms that you listen to your podcast on. Now, let's get back into the show.
Experience might not be your experience. My experience of having two kids with two slightly problematic fathers might not be your experience. Maybe you might have a supportive co-parent or a supportive romantic partner or a supportive husband that helps you through the labor, helps you through the pregnancy, helps you through the toddler stage, helps you through the daycare pickups. You don't have to have a whole essay thesis about why he should also buy a car seat. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you have a man who is understanding and doesn't give you the obstacles that I had to go through in my process of parenting with an infant and a toddler, okay? So who am I to tell you don't do it? But 10 out of 10, I would not recommend you being in a major city, not being wealthy, not having a great amount in savings, and having a baby right now. I think that's slightly insane, okay? Everything is high. If one of you, as far as the parents, cannot stay home with the child, I do not recommend it. If you're already struggling right now, I would not recommend it. If you don't have a support system of friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers, who are also family-based, have a home, don't live far, can help with emergencies, I would not recommend you solo having a baby by yourself, okay? There will be days where you don't feel like being a mom. There will be days where you don't feel like having your name called. There will be days where you realize on the third day, oh my God, I haven't showered. I've just been taking care of these kids, doing laundry, cooking. Oh my God, look at the stains on my shirt. What is that smell? It's me. Yeah. You will have those days, especially like early on when you have like a newborn. You will have those days. You will be bored out your mind. Every day is the same thing. Every day is the same pattern. People calling, checking on the baby, acting like you do not exist. That happens, okay? But do not scare future moms away. Do not scare future fathers away, all right? I will always miss the months of like 4 months to 8 months when they were like good cuddle buddies. You know, they give you the warmth you need in your bed at night. It's like one of those heated bears and they'll be in the bed with you. Yes, I am one of those parents who slept with their infant. No, I never rolled over on my infant. Has my children fell on the floor? Yes. Are they okay? Yes. Is their head perfectly round? Yes. Are they healthy? Yes. Are they honor roll students? Yes. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You don't have to get the pack and play and the bassinet and the crib. I never got a crib for either one of my kids. They always had a pack and play. I would lower it the older they got so they couldn't jump out. When it was higher, that higher part, it was when they were a baby. Most of the time they slept with me. Or they slept in the swing. Is it recommended that you have an infant sleep with you? No. But did I? Yes. Also, because I wasn't married and I didn't live with their fathers, and their fathers weren't always sleeping in my bed. So it was like pillows, the child, me, self-awareness, baby, safe. You know what I'm saying? Your experience might not be what my experience was, okay? And you have to be realistic, but not daunting when you talk about your experience to other people who might want to have kids. Don't be selfish, okay? Next and lastly, when I tell you, you have to learn to laugh through it. When your child is having a joyful moment, have that joyful moment with them. If they feel like that thing that's not supposed to be funny is funny, laugh with them. If you want to go down the aisle where there's a bunch of toys and you know you're not buying them anything, let them play with the toys. Distract them, okay? When you get closer to the counter, exchange that toy for a candy that you would like to buy. For some fruit snacks that you would like to buy that you would share with them. And leave the store. I never had to deal with a child in a store having a temper tantrum. That was not my experience, but it might be your experience. Depends on the kid. Every kid's personality is different, okay? Lastly, we need to do less stressing and more laughing. Again, like I said earlier, life is already serious. Might as well find something to laugh at. Accidents will happen. You'll forget things. There was days where I left my bag at home and had to turn around. There were days where I drove all the way to work and I did not have my work computer. There were days where I got the girls ready on a Saturday morning to drop them off at school. I didn't realize it was Saturday until I got to the parking lot. It happens. Laugh at it. Go home. Chill out. Okay? Today does not have to be the best. Tomorrow does not have to be the greatest. But all you can do is your best, okay? Laugh with the kids, have joy with the kids, take pictures, have experiences, go to the park, go to the library, go to a thrift store, try on things that you guys are not buying in stores. Have different experiences. Take them to different ice cream shops. Take them to different craft stores. Do crafts with them. Take pictures, save the artwork. Like, there's so many levels of having a kid that's not really treasured right now because everybody's on go. Everybody's on this time clock of being here, being there. I got to do this. I got to do that. Are y'all creating memories? Because they go from 1 to 5 real quick. They go from 5 to 11 real quick. And once they get to like 11, 12, 13, 14, they do not want to do anything with you for real if you're not spending money on what they want to do. A lot of times, the older your kid get, they just want the money. They just want the money. They want the Apple Pay and they want you to get out the room. So learn to laugh with your kids while they want to laugh with you. Stop overthinking a situation. Be honest about a situation. And don't be the parent that your child has to go seek therapy from. That's my advice, okay? You guys have a wonderful weekend. I'm about to enter into spring break week. I have no realistic plans with the girls because I have to work at the office. So hence my other episode where I feel like moms or dads should be able to take off and have spring break with their kids. Because what's the point of spring break if parents have to work? What?